Well, hello everybody again. Today is day 20. So if you're still with me listening to these stories before bedtime, very well done. You've listened for 20 days, including tonight. Today's story is called God Remembers. Are you ready? Let's read. Now was the time when all the miracles began. After speaking to prophets like Habakkuk and Malachi, God fell quiet for a very, very long time. For 400 long years, God's children looked up to heaven and could have heard a pin drop. It had been 500 years since anybody had seen an angel. It had been 600 years since Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked through the flames with a fourth blazing angel from heaven. But then, all of a sudden, it was like hundreds of quiet years shattered, and God's voice reverberated loud in hearts. There he was, an angel, appeared right in front of one old man, a certain wrinkled and graying priest named Zechariah, a priest who was shocked that his name had been drawn to offer the incense in the holiest place in the temple. It was a special day that came only once a year, the Day of Atonement, the day when people celebrated being made right with God. Throughout a priest's whole life, his name might never be drawn to go into the holiest of places. And once it was drawn, it could never be drawn again. This was Zechariah's big day. Zechariah's name means God remembers. But some days Zechariah felt like God had forgotten him. Everybody else had the gift of a child, but not Zechariah. Zechariah had no little boy of his own to play with, to love on, to dream with. Zechariah did have a wife. Her name was Elizabeth, and it meant God's promise. Elizabeth prayed with Zechariah that God would remember, that he would remember his promise of a child. What more could anyone want than the miraculous gift of a child? Zechariah and Elizabeth prayed to believe that God remembered and that God kept his promises. This is always the best place for miracles to happen. God meets us right in the place where it's hard to believe. When our believing sort of runs out, God's loving always runs on. Nothing is impossible with God. This is what the angel declared. Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth would give birth to a baby boy who would be named John, which means God is gracious. That's the miracle that we all get. God gives us grace. He graciously gives us one gift after another. He gives us breath and life and each other. And he gives us all of himself. The angel told Zechariah, who could hardly believe it, "Your boy John will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah." Do you remember Elijah and the fireballs that fell straight from heaven? The time of miracles was here. This is what the angel said. John will help get people's hearts ready for the coming of the greatest gift ever. That's really all we have to get ready for. Get our hearts ready. Ready to welcome Jesus into every part of our lives. And guess how you best get your heart ready for Jesus? Come to him just as you are. It's like your name has been drawn and you get the miracle of Christmas. You get more than just proof that God exists. You get the gift of really knowing God's presence. You always get the greatest Christmas miracle. You get God with you. God gives himself as the greatest gift. He doesn't keep any truly good thing from you, because the greatest things aren't ever things. God never, ever withholds the greatest gift from you, Jesus. Jesus is all good, and he is all yours, and this is always your miracle, your greatest gift. And the best thing is that you can always have as much of Jesus as you want. Can you feel the miracles beginning already? I wonder if you have ever experienced a miracle, or if you know anybody else who has experienced a miracle. That's something to think about as we finish our bedtime Bible story for tonight. So sleep well, everybody, and we have another bedtime story coming tomorrow. Night-night.